talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We're going right back to the lines. And next in line is Dana of La Crosse. Dana of La Crosse, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks so much for taking my call. First of all, I just want to say I love you guys at the station. You're doing a great service for the state, and our nation. I wish more and more people could get a hold of you guys and listen to you guys. I'm always working on expanding your listenership here in La Crosse. It's a tough sell though, because people are just lazy. You know, they don't want to look up new short. They don't want to look up new short.
Thank you, Dana.
You know? They just stick to what they got, and that's what they go with. See, I've got, I'm not the most articulate speaker on the radio. I got kind of a two-part question. I'll get around to it roundabout here. Going back to your last hour, we're talking about the Nancy's committee here that she's got, allowing a couple of the Republicans on and all that. And then we all knew what McCarthy's game was. That's why he picked those guys. He knew she would reject them, and then he could play his game of they don't want to do a real investigation. It's all partisan, yada yada yada.
Right.
Here's my question. So I am anticipating, or part one of my question, I am anticipating folks like McCarthy and Jordan, and hopefully many many others, getting subpoenaed to testify under oath, as they should. We know they're all involved in it. There's plenty of reporting on that there's a lot of shady stuff going on there before and after the insurrection. So, part one. So these guys get called to testify. We know they're going to lie under oath. And that's just what they do. And I think the reason is that because it doesn't seem to ever be any accountability for politicians lying, even under oath in front of committees and commissions. So the first question is, so what happens with that when we catch them lying? We know they're lying. They find ways to, you know, interject plausible deniability, but, you know, I'm not buying it, and nobody should be buying that. Right. So what happens as far as accountability on that front? And then after you answer that, I do have a related question to that.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the related question, Dana? And I'll hit the whole thing.
Sure. So when the, you know, like during the impeachments and stuff like that, when you've got the Republicans on these committees and they're, you know, they're just throwing out lies and stuff, trying to trap the testifiers into some kind of gotcha and stuff like that. So the testifiers are held under oath with penalty of perjury if they lie under oath. Well, why are these questioners able to lie and spew lies and falsehoods? Wrapped up in their questions with no accountability for that.
Yeah, that's
really bothered me for a long time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let me hit them both. Those are excellent questions. So I'm going to start with the first one about, let's say they subpoena Kevin McCarthy, because they should, because he had a conversation with Trump the day of the insurrection, and he told Trump, you got to call this off. And Trump said, well, Kevin, they must care more about their country than you do. And then what happened was Kevin McCarthy mentioned that conversation to a woman, a member of Congress from Oregon. She publicized it, and he was in hot water with Trump, so he lied, and he said, no, that didn't happen, or he pussyfooted around. So they want to subpoena him and put him between a rock and a hard place, because if he lies to Congress, it's a felony. So that's number one. Number two, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, this idiot from Ohio, met with Trump in the White House to plan what to do and how to use the convocation that was set for January 6th to overturn the election. He was in on it. He was in on it. And then after that, he got up on the floor of the House and said that the election was crooked and that Trump was president, and continuously attacked any investigation progress. And then, of course, Jim Banks, the other guy she got rid of, was a guy who just trashed the committee right from the start. And he got put on the committee and he trashed it and said, it's a stunt. It's a political thing from the Democrats. And she said, well, if he's not going to take it seriously, and the other guy, Jordan's going to be a witness, a material witness, they can't be on the committee. And that's very true. And you're right that therefore McCarthy goes, okay, well, I'm going to yank everybody else. And this is a Democratic stunt. And that's what's happened. Now, your two questions were good ones, and I'm going to answer them. They have some legal consequence. One is, if you lie to Congress under oath, you know, because you're sworn in. You're sworn in. You get up there and they say, do you swear to tell the truth? Yes. If you lie, it's a felony. Okay. And the people that have been prosecuted, like Michael Cohen, that was the lawyer for Trump, that was one of the counts against him. But they very rarely nowadays, they used to during the Watergate days and so forth, but they used to during the Iran-Contra investigation in the late 1980s. But nowadays, these are so politically freighted that the way they got Cohen was, they also got him on income tax evasion. He got money from Trump and didn't report his income taxes. That is a no-brainer. That's an easy prosecution. You've heard the old stories about Al Capone. He murders, you know, hundreds of guys, but they get him on income. If you don't report income, they got you and there's no defense. So they loaded him up with the lying to Congress. Would they have gone after him only for lying to Congress? I don't know. Now, with McCarthy, and your point is twofold. One is, what do they do with guys who lie to Congress? Do they ever prosecute them, and can they? And number two, when the questioners themselves, the Republicans, lie in their question, and they'll say something like, yeah, you knew that these so-called insurrectionists were just good folks and tourists, and you knew that nobody hit anybody or hurt any cops, and that's a lie. Can you get them? Now, here's the law, and then here's the politics of it. The law is, if you lie to Congress, it is a felony. And during the Watergate and the Iran-Contra hearings, they did prosecute people for lying to Congress. Nowadays, they appear to be prosecuting them if it's loaded up with another bulletproof prosecution, like not paying your income taxes, that kind of thing. Would they go after Kevin McCarthy if he says under oath and he's subpoenaed, I didn't have that conversation with Trump? I hope that Merrick Garland does. It's Merrick Garland's call. I've got to be honest with you. I have not been impressed with Merrick Garland's aggressiveness. He's not aggressive enough. He really is not aggressive enough. He should. If I were attorney general, yes, I would prosecute him. But there's a deeper issue. And the issue is, they're also going to subpoena Trump. They're going to subpoena Trump. And Trump and McCarthy are going to blow off the subpoenas. They're not even going to show up. The law on that is, if you or I were subpoenaed to Congress and we didn't show up, we'd be arrested. We would be arrested and we'd be carried out there and forced to by a judge to show up or go to jail. Are they going to do that to Trump? Are they going to rile up 30% of the country? Are they going to do that to McCarthy? Yes, I think they should. It depends, totally depends on Merrick Garland. And how aggressive do you think he is? You know, the law, everybody goes, oh, the law, you know, it's as if God comes down from the sky and points a finger and it gets magically done. It doesn't get magically done like that. It takes human beings to enforce it. So the answer is, yes, it's a felony. Yes, it's prosecutable as a felony. Yes, they can subpoena Trump and McCarthy. Will Garland back it up? That is the $64,000 question. Now, your second question is, what if a congressman lies when he asks the question? The congressmen are not sworn under oath. And so sadly, they can't be prosecuted for perjury and saying something on the floor of the House, and that includes the committees. And so they are immune. And the reason for that is, going back to the revolution, in the American Revolution, if you had people, you know, say Republican prosecutors prosecuting Democrats for saying things in committees on the House that they said were lies, and maybe they aren't even lies, you know, government bogs down. The only other entity that has total immunity from that are judges. You can't sue a judge for anything he does from the bench in a trial. And the reason for that is wealthy litigants would just sue the judge for making mistakes in the trial and tie up the whole system and bankrupt the guy. So for better or for worse, the nation, our common law that's built up over a couple hundred years, says that congressmen and judges can't be prosecuted for things they say on the floor, even if they're not true, and they can't be sued for defamation. Now, I don't want to get into can they be prosecuted for treason if they get up and say in 1943, I think we should side with the Nazis all of a sudden. I don't want to get into all that, but that's the deal. The Republicans lie all the time in asking their questions, and the Democrats and the people that are answering questions, however, are subject to prosecution. Thanks for calling. Coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.